Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of all the research that's going on at our university, the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Matthew Diesing. He's a professor in the Department of Language and Linguistics at the university, and he specializes in medieval Spanish literature with a little twist that he really likes the women. Matthew, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your passion, your research here.
My research is kind of broadly defined as medieval Spanish literature. I tend to specialize in the 13th century. There were a lot of exciting things happening in the Iberian Peninsula at that time, and a lot of great literature was produced. As you mentioned, I have a particular interest in gender, and so I often look at women who kind of step outside of the boundaries of what we think of as appropriate behavior at that time.
What would have been the appropriate mode of activity for a woman? It's rather restricted, I would have thought.
It's interesting because I would say modern scholars tend to have preconceived notions about what were the possibilities for women at this time. And it turns out that for a long time we've been wrong. And especially when it comes to women's participation in liturgy and sacrament, because in the current Roman Catholic tradition, women's roles are fairly prescribed. And we have a tendency to think that it was always that way, when it turns out that in the earlier Middle Ages and right through until the 13th century, in some cases, in some parts of Europe, women had a much more active role. And so we have representations of women participating in a more active kind of role in the church. But scholars for a long time kind of had their ways of explaining this away because scholars thought, well, this was impossible.
So give us an example, Matthew, of a particular woman who really stepped out of the bounds of normality back then.
Well, one of the texts that I work with a lot or have worked with a lot lately is the Apollonius of Tyre legend, and that was a legend that was really popular all over Europe. We have lots of versions of the tale in Latin in the various European vernaculars. And the Castilian version, what we now call Spanish, has the two primary female characters participating in a much more active way than they are in a lot of the other versions of the tale.
You perhaps better tell us what that tale is, very briefly.
It's a long one, and it's episodic in nature. But as a summary, there's a young king at the beginning of the tale, and he's in search of a wife. And he has lots of misadventures in the eastern Mediterranean as he goes about finding a wife.
So the women are important in this role because they're to mate the king.
That's right. And particularly Apollonius's daughter, who's named Tarsiana in the Castilian version, does a lot of things that we think of as being prohibited. She preaches. She's involved in kind of quasi-sacramental or Eucharistic rituals. And she is the one who's responsible for saving her father. And we often think that women are kind of confined to passive roles in this period, and it turns out that that's not the case at all.
So Matthew Diesing, faculty member in the Department of Languages and Linguistics, thank you so much for explaining and enlightening us, and I can't wait to get to some more medieval Spanish literature translated. This is Keith Pannell saying thank you for listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century to celebrate our university's 100th birthday.